If you have your Bible, turn with me, please, to Micah chapter 5, and let's reread again verses 2, 3, and 4. But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child. Then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel. And he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will remain, because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the opportunity to pause briefly here before this very familiar passage of Scripture and be reminded again of just how well prepared the world was to receive its Savior. Sadly, the majority wasn't listening and wasn't believing. But you gave them so much information that for those who were hoping, anticipating, in faith, believing, knew the time had come. Quiet our hearts as you speak to us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Micah wrote during the time of Hezekiah, good king Hezekiah, to a divided kingdom. Hope and faith were hard to come by. There were nations all around wanting the land that God had given to Israel through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And they were poised to take it if Israel remained unfaithful. Hope and faith were hard to come by, but hope and faith are exactly what God offered through the words of this prophet. First, the little town of Bethlehem. But as for you, verse 2, but as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah. An interesting phrase. I think today what resonates most with me as I think of this is the idea that Bethlehem, you are so small, you're not even on the map. Because Bethlehem is still there. It's about 6 miles south and west of Jerusalem. So it's there. It's a real town. It's where David was born. So it has an historical significance to the nation. But it's still a little place. Even when Micah is writing. So little that it seemingly insignificant. Which, when you think ahead a little bit, it is illustrated over and over again in the story of Jesus' birth. Bethlehem was the funnel for all of the for a large portion of the sheep and goats and rams that made their way to the temple in Jerusalem. That's why there were so many shepherds out on the hills watching, keeping watch over their flocks by night. That's what they did in Bethlehem. They raised sheep, and lots of them. Most of which ended up in Jerusalem. And so when all of those shepherds saw what they saw on the hillside, found what they found in Bethlehem, and then went back and told everybody they could, that adds a little bit to that story of the wise men. Because that story would have filtered through Jerusalem. Now, by the time the wise men get there, it's some time later. Maybe as much as 2 years. The wise men weren't at the stable. So the story of Jesus' birth, the story of the shepherds and Bethlehem, it's been told, it's been heard. But Bethlehem is so insignificant, and shepherds so insignificant, even though sheep are key to the economy of Jerusalem, their message is disregarded. So this fits. As important as you are, Bethlehem, you don't even make it a spot, a dot on a map. But from you, one will come forth for me to be ruler in Israel. Now that's happened before. David. Now it's going to happen again. But this one, born in Bethlehem, to rule in Israel. Look here at the rest of verse 2. His times of coming forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. That's a Hebrew phrase for this one who will be born is eternal. This one who will be born already is. This one who will be born is God. For only God can be from eternity. I had never given it a whole lot of thought until Max mentioned it one day in Sunday school class. He said, you know, I can kind of understand eternity future. It's just all the way out there. It just go, you know, I'm here and being will just continue to be. What I struggle with is eternity past, where there is no beginning, where it has always been. Who lives there? Only God. So in this insignificant little town in Judah, Bethlehem, not even on the map, don't go looking for it. They'll just tell you about 6 miles southwest of Jerusalem. If you blink, you'll miss it, even on camel. In that town will be born one who always has been, God himself. Now, as Micah writes, that's all future. It's going to be several hundred years yet. Almost 700 years yet, as Michael writes. But then in verse 3, he starts to talk about something that will be future for, or is future for us. Therefore, he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remainder of his kingdom, or his kinsmen, the remainder of his kinsmen will return to the sons of Israel. Remember, I told you when Micah is writing, the kingdom is divided. Micah is speaking of a time when all of Israel will be together again. That hasn't happened yet. Not in Israel's history. That's something that will come in the future. When a king will come and rule not just all of Israel, but all of the world. That's what's here at the end of verse 4. He will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will remain, because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. That hasn't happened yet, but it will. When Jesus returns and rules over the whole earth, the bulk of those who are here at that time will be Jewish. Jewish believers who have come to recognize Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah. But his rule will extend far beyond Israel to include the whole earth. Micah says to the ends of the earth. That hasn't happened yet, but it will. These are great three verses. You and I know what's happened in Bethlehem. God said, an eternal son will be born in Bethlehem. The most unlikely of places. And that's exactly what happened. So we can be just as sure that one day in the future, God will reunite all of Israel, all 12 tribes, and Levi, all reunited, and at the same time, rule the entire earth. Don't be guilty of the same sin of the religious leaders of Jesus' day, knowing all of this, but not believing it. Faith, believing that a Redeemer would come as promised. Faith, believing that he will come again as promised. And maybe the most important, faith, believing the only response that produces salvation. Bethlehem. A little spot on the road, just outside of Jerusalem. Because it's real, you can be sure. God loves you. Jesus was born for you. He died for you. He was raised to prove that he is who he says he is, the very Son of God, our Savior. And he's coming again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder from another of your prophets. We know there were folks who, as soon as they heard the stories from the shepherds, they knew Messiah was here, he'd been born, what you'd promised was about to begin. And they were excited. Most could not, would not, chose not to believe. We want to be found in the camp of the believers. Not just what you have done, but believing what you've promised to do yet. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.